Hey guys, property search think Ladfish. So what are the risks of off-plan property? I'm Brett Legendwood and this is Property Ran. So off-plan property, a fantastic way of making money through property. In fact, I've been doing it for almost two decades now, and certainly it's been my core strategy for a very long time. And really, I love it because it means that I virtually am making money off something that I have nothing to do with, okay? But there are risks. So what I want to do today is I want to just give you the three core or broad-based risks for off-plan property. And when you understand these, yes, there are hundreds of other risks associated with each of these, but it gives you a good framework with which to do your research from, okay? So the three risks are market, developer, and finance. All right, so let's look at the developer. Let's look at market first. We'll start with market. So market risk. Now, what is the market risk? That means, and this is fundamentally the problem with off-plan or the risk with off-plan, is that you are buying and making a purchase decision in this market, but actually you're actually completing on the property in a different market. And whether that be 6 months, 12 months, 3 years, even 7 years later, okay, that all depends, okay? So the reality here is that you've got a time risk. Now, specifically, the market risk means that this market can change to this market, and that can mean, for instance, you know, the area might be, you know, prices might be heading down. There could be a whole range of things to do with the market having changed. You know, lending may be harder, that's more of a finance risk. But the reality is with the market risk, how do you hedge your market risk? So for instance, for simple things, what I do is as the market starts to get a bit toppy, I then come into the core areas. The core areas with the best fundamentals, rather than going out into the sort of bit more risky places that don't have such established fundamentals. Okay, what I might also do is rather than purchasing something that has 3 years of potential to build time before I complete on it, and so I can get that growth over that period, I might start to bring that in, rein that in. So rather than doing off-plan 3 years, I might do it 2 years and 1 year and 6 months. And I actually might get to, and I do get to the point where I will only focus on stock property, stock that I can buy and complete in the same market, okay? So that's the market risk. The developer risk, okay? So developer risk primarily revolves around what the developer does. Do they do a glossy brochure here, and then come time to actually do it, the spec drops considerably, or the quality of the finishing isn't quite there? That's part of the developer risk, okay? How do you overcome that? Well, you go to good developers with good solid fundamentals, you know, and have been proven track record. They've got customer service, you know, all this sort of stuff, okay? So generally, you go to the bigger ones rather than one-man bands as the market starts to top out. Now, the other side is, what if the developer goes bust altogether? So how do you overcome that? So you've got to look at these sort of things. So this is the developer risk that we talk about. And finally, the finance risk, which is basically right now, let's say you can get a 75% mortgage, but come time to complete, you're going to get 60%. Or maybe it's a, you know, you can get 75% still, but all of a sudden now you've retired, lost your job, got married, something changed in your own circumstances. So it's not just about the finance not being available, it could be you not being able to get the finance. But it also could be a government new initiative or, you know, tax or whatever that makes it harder to get finance. So all these things have to be taken into account, but they're the three that you need to consider, yeah? The market, okay, the developer, and the finance. And with those three, you can mitigate your risks very effectively. All right, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.